Well, good evening to everyone. And today we are going to look at Philippians 4:6-7, as Karen has read out. Thank you for the reading, Karen. And this passage of scripture deals head-on with anxiety. It's one of the present-day mental health issues. And it's quite highlighted in the current crisis with the COVID-19 pandemic. So events cause anxiety. Events cause anxiety, and things like seasonal affective disorder, SADS, travel, birth, death. We had a birth recently, to our joy, in our fellowship. And elsewhere, people may be experiencing death, sickness. And currently, we have a nationwide, in fact, worldwide pandemic. And this is what this scripture is dealing with the main problematic that's surrounding the pandemic, the anxiety. We've all seen it with excessive shopping in the supermarkets, people buying stuff out to the point where the vulnerable of the society are unable to then procure the supplies, with all the sad pictures that are shared on social networks of an old lady staring at empty shelves, or a paramedic walking through the empty aisles. None of this looks reassuring. Kip Heitzig, in his extensive exposition, points out that although the words in the first part of the verse six might sound simplistic and naive to many, there is more to these words. The words "be careful," that's in NKJV, anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, the verse goes on. Be anxious for nothing. This message is very simple, but it is a true message, because many people are actually, and by virtue of present circumstances, are stuck in the first part of the verse. It's all about anxiety and excessive care. In this case, it doesn't talk about be careful in the sense that careful, but it has to do with anxiety and with worry. Getting to the second part of verse 6, and into verse 7, will revolutionize our lives and give us a new lease of life. And prayer, which was spoken about so much in this morning's service, prayer is the condition of us getting there, getting the second part of verse 6 and very much into verse 7, and maintaining our presence there. Some while ago, that's now heading on for 5 years, God took us out of Ukraine, because in our work there, we reached the point of doing far too many things, resulting in Suzanne being quite unwell, and continuing there in a completely unsustainable, in human terms, manner. In fact, we believe God started showing to us it was unsustainable. First, our children had to return to the UK one by one, with their significantly differing levels of maturity, health issues, and ability to cope. Those were potentially anxious times. In fact, they were anxious times, and they showed both in our children and in ourselves in various ways. As we continued casting our anxieties and our cares on the Lord, He provided for our eldest daughter, Laura, to come and visit us in Ukraine and allowed for a family conversation, which was open and honest without defeatism just losing our way in that conversation. And it led to our return, ultimately our return to the UK. We didn't know whether we were coming back for good or just for a while. Laura expressed it to us that it was either for good or to rest up for a considerable amount of time and be transplanted, taken somewhere else. Her voice was full of determination, dedication, compassion, and love, the kind of things that are brought to us through the Holy Spirit and are guided by our loving God. We felt we were carrying the world on our shoulders. However, we also had a sense that we were resigning from a situation where God alone was going to take things forward, and we were clearing the way for someone else to take the work forward, having no knowledge as to who that would be, that would take the work forward. We cast around a bit in an attempt to find someone to take over, but to no avail, really, at that very point. And we had to let that issue rest with Him. He provided someone who we see at the moment as the very best possible person at the moment. While we were serving and ministering at the church, we also befriended a man by name Grisha, that's Gregory in English, who employed me a little bit to convey internal house fittings like kitchen, bathroom, bedroom, and sitting room cabinets for further assembly in the locations where he was working. As we worked together, we talked and discussed scriptures and human condition, various situations and circumstances. Little did I know that God was turning around to move into ministry in the area we were leaving. Little was obvious to us, apart from the fact that we prepared the beginnings of infrastructure for someone to take it further without the initial frustrations of a zero level starting point. I can't say, on the other hand, that I felt completely at peace, or felt that peace of God that passes all understanding, and had to keep re-grasping it with Suzanne's help and to a significant extent with Laura's, our eldest daughter's, help. As of now, Grisha leads the church and continued improving the facilities to welcome not only the small congregation of the church, but other members of the community. The Lord inclined the local school's headmistress to recruit him to teach English, giving him at the local schools and giving him significant prominence in the community. Thanks to this, he has been able to attract more kids coming to the church and learn English there through the Bible, through the verses that Grisha writes on the whiteboard and explains. These experiences do build us up and serve us as a reminder to get hold of the peace of God, which passes all understanding, and come to realization that our hearts can be kept and guarded through Christ alone. Cast your burdens onto Jesus, for He cares for you, says a children's song paraphrased from Psalm 55, verse 22. Returning to the UK, we discovered we had to go through many things we did not quite anticipate. For one, the time scale of restoring normal functions of life took bags of time. Massive, massive amount of time. I appreciated doing some scripture writing recently on the Lord's timing. It really helped me to be continuing to put things into perspective. The scriptures are replete with things to say about the character of the Lord's timing. There are extensive expositions on this and listings of scriptures and in wonderful Christian books written about his timing and not being anxious in the context of his timing. We are at the moment continuing to count on God's mercies, continuing counting blessings one by one. In Romans 8, 31 to 39, Paul says, if God is for us, who can be against us? He that didn't spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, will he not also give us with him all things freely? That is left with us to take. In Jesus, all things are fulfilled. In him alone, the peace that passes all understanding is realized and shall keep our hearts and mind. The way worry works is through our lives is akin to that of Martha in Luke 41. In Luke, I didn't write the chapter. I think it's verse 41. I apologize. Bit of a typo in my notes. I apologize. The word for worry and anxiety used in Philippians 4:6 is the same word used in Martha's situation. Luke 10, verse 41. So the same word is used in Martha's situation and has to do with dividing the mind. So this anxious word, anxious, or like a word careful used in the King James Version, means dividing the mind. So in James chapter 1, verse 8, it says, double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. In today's prosperous society, there isn't necessarily a proof that prosperity does serves to reduce anxiety and worry. There are statistical references that average school kids of today are more anxious than psychiatric patients in 1950s. These are really extreme comparisons. We are commanded, actually, in verse 6, we are commanded not to be anxious. This verse is actually urges us. It shows the imperative that we need an undivided mind so that we can receive and keep our hearts and minds through putting our faith in Christ Jesus, throwing ourselves on him rather than channeling a bit towards Jesus by putting on an appearance of virtue and channeling quite a bit wherever else, thereby not receiving anything from the Lord, just like this double-minded man. and with his instability in all his ways as a result of this approach. Let us pray and make our requests and gratitude known before God. For it is through prayer and supplications with thanksgiving that our requests are made known to God. We need to do this, stepping across obstacles like seasonal events and other upheavals in our lives. And that is even the current upheaval with the COVID-19. We need to pray with supplication, that's making our requests known, and thanksgiving, giving our gratitude to our Lord and making our requests known to him. C.S. Lewis shares the insight in Mere Christianity that whenever we attempt something good, however imperfectly, with however many false starts and falls along the way, we always have the Lord's favor along the way. He always reaches out to us to help us to make that journey. We see this through scriptures in the lives of Abraham, Jacob, Joseph, David, and many, many others. Recently, I saw a self-help book called Start Now and Get Perfect Later. This was a secular grace copycat, very likely to fail here on earth and doing nothing for eternity. It made me stop and reflect on that. And the fact that turning to Jesus is the only thing that keeps our hearts and mind, both for now and for eternity, in perfect peace. There is no alternative means that we can come to a state of being guarded except through him, through Jesus alone. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, but by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Let us pray. Lord, we just thank you for your word that is a simple and straightforward message of your truth spoken into our lives. Lord, help us to take it just as it is. And reflecting on various circumstances in our own lives, continue drilling into your word and seeing the wonderful work you have done in the lives of the biblical personalities, in a sense like biblical celebrities, but also that it's not just them that you reached out to, how much you treasure each and every one of us, wishing to share the treasure with us through your Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Father, for giving us your Son. And Lord, we pray that we would be ever more keen and interested to know more and more, deeper and deeper, about what he has done for us in order for us to make this journey in peace that surpasses all understanding, with our hearts kept close in fellowship with you. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.